Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Over the weekend, we got news that Matthew Stafford and the Lions have decided to consciously uncouple, as the celebrities like to say.
What?
Have you never heard that? Like, celebrities, instead of breaking up, they're like, we have decided to uncouple. I think that's what Gwyneth Paltrow and the Coldplay singer said
but
at some
also
point.
But also, how do you unconsciously uncouple?
That. Mm-hmm. Oh, Reggie, we'll talk. We'll talk off air.
It's like uncuffing
you're on Ambien.
So, would the Cowboys perhaps want to make the phone call to Matthew Stafford? Now, I'll cut right to the chase of why they should, and then we'll debate it from there. The cap hit for whoever makes a move on Matthew Stafford is $43 million over the next 2 years total. All right, so essentially, the question comes down to this. Do you think Dak Prescott is twice as good as Matthew Stafford? Because if you do the franchise tag, obviously you're going to be looking at Dak at about $38 million. So not quite 43, but he'll make $38 million next year. Matthew Stafford, if he gets traded, will make $21.5 million per year cap. Do you think Dak Prescott is $17 million better than Matthew Stafford? Do you think he's that much better than Matthew Stafford? How would you figure that out? Because I have to admit, for a team that has really struggled to get this deal done with Dak Prescott, despite all the flowery language we use about, hey, we love him, he's the best, we'll definitely get it done. You still are waiting 2 years after we thought it could be done, and there's nothing. Would you consider this, Corey?
I would. The Cowboys won't. Because the Cowboys will never go into a complete rebuild and will never admit that they are in the middle of that. And that's what it's going to take in this instance if you make the move to Matt Stafford. Like the idea with this is let's squeeze whatever's left out of this small contract, add a couple players to it, but in the next couple of years we're moving on from contracts and we're not even considering bringing those guys back. And we have to look for the future here. So you have to look at the quarterback of the future. You might have to tank a season in order to get that quarterback of the future, or you have to be in where the Cowboys are in a top 10 world and consider Stafford will be there for however many years, Kevin?
Two.
How many years? Two more years. And whoever the next guy is can sit on the bench, hold the clipboard, no matter how much we want to see that guy in there, because it's so exciting to get the backup young quarterback in there and out there. It's so much fun. Give him the chance to learn behind this quarterback and then move on to the future. But that is my opinion. Jerry and Stephen won't do that. They are always invested in the guys that we have here right now are the guys that can get us there.
Can I try to convince you otherwise? Because I think you're probably overwhelmingly right. But we know that the Jones family loves the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Here's my pitch. All right, Jerry, imagine this. Matthew Stafford. Do you know who has the most touchdowns in NFL history without a playoff win? Matthew Stafford. What if that changed when he came back to Dallas? Do you know who grew up, was born, was raised, was shaped in the Metroplex? Matthew Stafford. And you know what he was able to do when he was in the Metroplex? By God, he was able to win championships when he was in the Metroplex. Maybe what we need is just to bring Matthew Stafford back home. And that's the combination.
You mean when he was at Highland Park?
That's right. That's what I mean when he was in Highland Park. I had to go a long way back to get those championships, okay? Just like the Cowboys.
I didn't know. Did he win state?
You know what? I just assume if you played quarterback at HP, you did. But did he not? Well, crap. My story fell apart.
I'm not sure because I know, obviously, John Stephen Jones won, too, as the quarterback. But I don't know if Matthew Stafford led them to state championships at Highland
Park.
Oh,
okay. Here we go. Now you just convinced me of the we're going to see. Here we go. Yes. They won the state championship in 2005. All right. Okay. Here's my easiest sell. And Jerry, Steven, if you think about it right now, we're setting the precedent for state championship winning quarterbacks from Highland Park to be on the Dallas Cowboys. What an important precedent that could be in yet a few more years as we carry on the tradition. There's your story.
Can you imagine if John Stephen throws seven passes in college football and the Cowboys take him in the seventh round and then have him as their third quarterback?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I do not want Matthew Stafford. I've always thought he's been a little bit overrated or overranked, and I get Detroit is a horrible organization that I know they have one playoff win since like 1953, and it was in 1991 against the Cowboys. And I think like that's their only playoff win like in pretty much a 70-year span almost. And that's not on Matthew Stafford, but here's my opinion on the Dallas Cowboys. They are going nowhere for the next 3 years. Their defense is almost talentless. Their offensive line, especially the two tackles, are aging, or there's a question on how hard or how much does he want to play in Lyle Collins. Tyron Smith is almost done. His career is 1 to 3 years from being over. And, you know, like we said, there is a small chance, I'll put it at 10%, that in the next 3 months, Smith just retires right now and doesn't play another game in the NFL. I think he will play this year. I think there's a 90% chance. But then I think the stat goes up to there's a 25% chance he quits after that and says, or retires after that and just says, I don't want to do this anymore to my body, and I don't want to do this. So I just think the Cowboys, to Corey's point, I do think they should rebuild. I know they won't, but I just don't see how Matthew Stafford takes us anywhere. I just don't – I don't see that, and I see that a rebuilding – I would – I know they're not going to do this, but I do want to go into tank mode, and I think it is easy with the defense that we have to lose 11 to 14 games.
Mike, you – when I look at Matt Stafford's stats over his career, like he's had lots of yards. And I'll be very honest. I think he has surpassed what I expected him to be coming out of college. Oh. I know where he was – you know, where he was picked, but when I was watching him in college, I was like – I don't know, man. I don't know if I really love this dude. But the one number that I really dug in on Andy Dalton was his interception percentage, 2.6. Matt Stafford's interception percentage is 2.6 also. Like the passing yards are there. He's never thrown for 40 touchdowns. He throws for like 31 and 10. He's one of those guys that's very similar to Dalton, is probably going to turn the ball over, you know, once a game and give you that – dang, man, that was the moment in that game. But like the great quarterbacks, Rodgers, Mahomes, Brady, they're at like 1.4, 1.6. Dak is at 1.7. You know, that's where those quarterbacks, they're putting the ball in the end zone more often than they are turning it over. And for whatever reason in Matt Stafford's career, and I don't know if he's always felt like he had to put the S on and be the guy to save the team, but he tends to be more closer to Andy Dalton than he is to, you know, even like a Russell Wilson or even Kevin for Alex Smith's sake, like a 2.1 guy. So I see what Mike's saying. He's not going to take me over the top. But that's what I was focusing on was it's the way to pay a quarterback cheaper, invest maybe in some free agents that can be young, good quality free agents to make your team better, and then continue drafting well to help the team out. Because I don't know if you're not going to be able to do that whenever you have Dak on a short-term contract.
You know what's really interesting to me is the feedback on this is actually the majority of people want to make this move, looking at the fan text. But all the people who want to make this move are like, yeah, I'd do that. Makes sense. But the people who don't like it are like, I will kill you and everybody you know. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And so, like, those people are outnumbered about 3-1 right now of people who want to make the move versus people who don't. But the people who don't want just the most awful things to happen to us. For me, I would be looking at it strictly from the perspective of a business transaction. In the next 2 years, Dak Prescott will make, assuming you get a contract done and you don't let him move on after this franchise tag, or hell, maybe even this year, you would be looking at about 2 years, $80 million.
You can't do that.
Matthew Stafford is going to make 2 years, $43 million. I'm not here to tell you that Matthew Stafford is as good as Dak Prescott. I'm very specifically not telling you that, but that was my question. Do you think Dak Prescott is twice as good as Matthew Stafford in terms of competing now? To Bassick, to your point.
I do think Dak is better.
Do you think he's twice as good?
Two times better is too much, but I mean, that would be like, I think Patrick Mahomes is two times better than Dak Prescott, but I don't know if anybody else is two times better than Dak Prescott. So I think it's very tough, besides Patrick Mahomes, like if you said who's two times better than Matthew Stafford. And look, I do not hold him in like high regard as a quarterback. I think he's pretty good. It's tough to say two times better. Does that make sense?
Yes. No, absolutely. Now, somebody asked, could you read some of these texts? I'll try to read you a couple of them. From the 469, y'all and Stafford are trash. Dak is the QB of the franchise. Y'all sound so stupid talking. Maybe y'all need to shut the F up. And there's a team with a top five QB should rebuild. That's the stupidest S I've ever heard. Who's got a top five QB? Which team is doing that that's rebuilding? So, to Bassick's point, the reason why I brought this up is not that I think it would happen, but I think this is a far more likely scenario than what Bassick put forth of them just rebuilding altogether. To your point, Mike, not that I think you're wrong, I just do not envision a world. Like, I can envision a world in which they're like, you know what? We can deal Dak Prescott off for some assets and make our move for Matthew Stafford. We'll probably come out asset richer in terms of the draft pick, and we'll be paying our quarterback as about half as much as we would otherwise. That is a logical asset move. I think that is much more likely than them saying, our defense is the worst and we have overestimated our roster across the board. Let's tear it down and restart. I just don't think they'll do that.
I do think this is where the Cowboys are looking at right now with this news coming out that Detroit will not have Matthew Stafford as their quarterback next year. They're excited because I think they know now that four quarterbacks will go in the top seven picks. Detroit is telling you now they might have to trade up. But they're telling you at seven, we're taking a quarterback. Now, I think they're going to try to trade up. I honestly think they're going to try to trade up to number two. I think Detroit is a strong candidate to trade all the way up to two. If the Jets are thinking about, we are going to stick with Sam Darnold. We don't know this yet. We don't know exactly what the Jets' thoughts are on what they want to do at the future quarterback spot.
Or even go and get, you know, a certain disgruntled quarterback.
True.
Are you talking about Rodgers?
He's talking about Deshaun Watson, I would assume.
True, and he wants to go to the Jets or the Dolphins, you know, according to reports. But
it's the stupidest thing, by the way. Sorry. But if
we'll Detroit, get into it, I promise.
But if Detroit, they're taking a quarterback, would you say? I would say 99% they're taking a quarterback with either pick seven or they trade up to make sure that they get a guy. Besides Trevor Lawrence, we know he's going one. But
it would now seem that way. Does that mean you think Trey Lance is going in the top seven?
Yeah, I think four quarterbacks, which is I think you have, you know, obviously we know Trevor Lawrence is one. And
Zach
then I
Wilson,
do think whether they're trades
Justin
or
Fields,
not, I do think Fields or Wilson goes number two. Either New York Jets take them at number two or somebody trades somewhere between three and seven and it won't be Cincinnati, right? I mean, we know that they're not trading into that pick and we know that Miami is not trading into that pick. But we do know that Atlanta at four, if they get worried that Detroit's going to jump up to two because there are, you know, signs that they might be taking a quarterback, sit them out for 1 year and have Matt Ryan quarterback one more year there in Atlanta. There's just too many signs that teams are going to be trading up to get that one of the four quarterbacks. And maybe you sit there at seven and go, we're going to take the fourth quarterback.
Man, see, that's the thing I don't want to happen. I don't want the Jets to end up getting Justin Fields and him to be Jets garbage and everybody be like, see, told you Justin Fields is terrible. He landed with the Jets. He right. landed with the Jets. Like, that's – come on. That is a death sentence as soon as you get drafted.
But now for the Cowboys, if you think about it, they're not taking a quarterback.
Correct. Well,
so
yeah.
That means – I mean, I just don't think they are.
Yeah,
that there's only going to be five players taken before their pick. I'm not trying to
five
throw
out
rows.
Five players. Yeah.
Right, a non-quarterback player. They're going to get the sixth non-quarterback player in this draft. And, you know, is that guy going to be awesome and a Hall of Famer? I don't know. But, I mean, I think the Cowboys are looking at it going, hey, with that Detroit news, with what we know about some of the other teams ahead of us, we are going to get to pick the sixth player in this draft, excluding quarterbacks.
From the 682, y'all should do a segment where y'all read the worst text from the week, like
don't
an
we
anti-masterpiece of the week. I'm telling
Stop
you, man.
Stop always read the bad fan text. It's, we always do.
It make me cry or go want to go find these people.
I am epically fascinated by the person who, like, not only disagrees, but want our show to get canceled immediately and for, like, us to die. And if you think I'm exaggerating, I am not. And, like, if you disagree and you're, like, the occasional, you're stupid, I get that. But when you get the text, it's like, you're the dumbest MF-er I've ever seen in my life. Why are you so dumb and I hate you? Mm-hmm. It's those texts that I'm like, oh, man.
When I used to respond on there to, like, when it was just pure hate, I'd be like, here's the great news. Here's Gavin Spittle's email, and you can text him, or you can email him, and you can say, I'm way better than him, and then you can do this job.
I still do that from time to time,
by the way. How many people do you think messaged Gavin and were like, I want Mike's job?
Oh, man, there was a minute where we shut down all of CBS corporate because of that. So
that was it?
Not because of you, though, Mike.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.